Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. I'm Kara Tabor. A new ordinance to ban the box was passed with a unanimous vote by the Columbia City Council last week. The ordinance is designed to make it easier for people with criminal backgrounds to compete in the job market. KBIA's Ashley Reese sat in on the council meeting and has more on how the council came to their decision and what this new ordinance means for Columbia.
The city's legislation to ban the box has sparked debates in Columbia since it was first proposed last May. At last week's meeting, those debates led to an almost hour-long discussion, finally ending in the council's unanimous vote of approval. The new ordinance will ban the box on job applications, the box that asks prospective employees to check yes or no to if they've been convicted of a crime. The reason behind the ban, according to former mayor's task force member Dan Heineken, is to level the playing field for citizens who have a criminal record. The new ordinance will also prohibit employers from asking about an applicant's criminal history until a conditional offer of employment is made.
We would like to see employers begin the process by looking for the employee that is best qualified for the job without looking through a lens that has identified them and stigmatized them as a convicted felon.
Heineken says this will benefit Columbia as a whole. He says full-time employment has proven to be the most successful method to reduce the number of repeat offenders. The city could save money by keeping these individuals out of the justice system.
We would rather have these individuals contributing to the tax base rather than drawing from that.
The controversy in the Ban the Box legislation stems from the idea that employers must wait until after the job offer to inquire on a potential employee's criminal record. Tyree Bindom has worked on the Human Resources Department of a local staffing service. He says the ordinance needs to include this section. He says the normal process is to allow applicants through the interview process and then use CaseNet and discriminate.
They'll say, we don't hire felons, not saying that we want to hire the most educated, the most qualified person for this job and give them an opportunity and not screen them out.
Matt McCormick, the president of the Columbia Chamber of Commerce, came forward to ask the council to remove this section from the ordinance.
Waiting to do an inquiry until after a conditional offer has been made is inefficient and slows down the hiring process, thus delaying when the candidate can begin work and earning money.
He says that while the larger companies would have the resources to comply, many of the smaller businesses would be wasting time and money that they can't afford. He also says all businesses fear that this ordinance will open them up for litigation. He says this also takes away the applicant's chance to explain their prior convictions to the employer. It may actually create a blanket policy where businesses simply turn away anyone who doesn't pass the background check after they've made the employment offer. Mayor Bob McDavid proposed to remove the idea to limit inquiries of criminal records beyond the job application from the ordinance completely, but was not supported. He says he doesn't believe it's enforceable.
Obviously, it's a matter of fact whether or not there's a box on an employment application. But trying to chase down whether or not somebody took a sneak look at CaseNet before they made a job offer, no way to monitor it.
McDavid says he thinks the intent to get individuals with a criminal background past the application phase and into the interview room is still going to be met. Ashley Reese, KBIA News.
The ordinance will advise that employers consider factors such as the severity of and the time since an applicant's offense before making final hiring decisions. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat.